いいやから。
When you were growing up, did black people treat mulattoes different from other black, or did white people treat mulattoes different from other blacks?
Well, I don't know too much about the mulattoes.
Okay. All right. Are you ever aware of people who pass for white?
No, I don't know of none where I was around.
Okay.
Passed for white.
How were Indians or people with some Indian blood treated?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know about the Indians, okay, with Indian blood.
When you were young, how often did you go to Greenville or Anderson?
I never did get to go to Greenville. I had been to Anderson because my grandmother, Grandma Walker, my father's mother, her brother was a preacher, and she used to carry me down there, and I had a uncle live down below Anderson, somewhere down on a farm, and they didn't have no children, and he wanted me to come and stay a while with him, and that just suited me because I was a baby. And so I went and stayed with them a long, long time.
So from what you said, you gave the reason for your trip down there. All right, then what opportunities for black people were available there that were not found in Calhoun, Seneca, and Pima? Now, I know you said you went to stay with some of your relatives.
Yeah, yeah.
But could you see any opportunities down in that area that was a little different from up here in your area of Clemson and Pendleton and Central?
No, it seemed like they all was the same,
okay,
down there. Mm-hmm.
What kind of celebration were held in the black community? Or were there parades? What holidays were important time for the community?
Well, on Thanksgiving, my father, he used to have what he called a shooting match.
Okay.
And they would have a target, and different ones would shoot, and if you win, it'd have a chicken to give, and I think they'd have some turkeys. Sometimes some would win a turkey or a chicken like that.
Okay.
Which would have what you call a shooting match.
Okay.
And then at Christmas time, we used to have what you call a fireball party.
Okay.
You'd take old rags and twist them up tight, make a ball out of them, and soak it in kerosene, and get out in the field and throw that fireball, to different one. If they catch it, throw it somewhere else. Fireball.
So I think you addressed the second question, the next question, really.
Yeah.
How did your family celebrate Christmas? That was some of it. You talked about the fireball. Or you might want to add some more to that after the question come up. Did they celebrate birthdays, anniversaries? What kind of gift did family members give each other?
Oh, yeah, in Christmas time, they'd have a Christmas tree.
Okay.
At our home, and different ones would come, and they'd hang presents on the tree to different ones. And on birthdays, like if it was my birthday, my mother, she would bake cake and invite, you know, different children to come, and they'd give you a little birthday present, like a little pocket handkerchief or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Okay, this is the final part of today's interview. We have, it is number six, it's called the open-end question. What were your mother's most prized possession? What was your mother's most prized possession?
Well, my mother, she used to love to embroidery, and she used to do this patchwork.
Yeah.
She did, and piece quilt. I actually liked that a lot, because people used to, well, so many with piece quilt, they would have a get together of quilting. They call it a quilting, and fix some just like an entertainment. A crowd would go there, and different one would carry their quilts, and they'd quilt for different people, and then they'd sew it after they get through with the quilt. It's just like a party.
Okay.
They fix refreshment.
Okay, so you are saying like quilting and thing was her most prized possession.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. What about your father?
Well,
what did he have that he really, you know, thought a lot of his prized possession?
Okay, he's singing. Just a singing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, singing was his thing.
Yeah.
Okay, there's anything else that you thought?
Singing and hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he would hunt, and he'd come back in with... he'd carry just like you'd have a cotton picking sack on you. He'd have a sack and have it full of rabbits, and he would have rabbits, and he'd kill partridges, bring back old squirrel, and after he'd come in, we had to go down below the house and skin them rabbits, and we'd bring them to Clemson in a basket. And people would buy them rabbits for 25 cents.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Which adult did you most admire when you were a child, and why? Which adult, I'll get it together, which adult did you most admire when you were a child, and why?
Well, I admired my grandmother.
Okay.
Because I'd had to get up early in the morning, and she'd get up early. And she'd be in there fixing breakfast. I'd take the pail to go milk the cow, and I'd had to feed the mule. I'd feed him early, because when sun get up, I'd have to get out and plow. And she would have my breakfast done when I'd come in from milking the cow.
Mm-hmm.
And then by that time, the rest of them would be up after I'd come in. But it would be too dark for me to milk the cow when I'd feed the old mule.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd get in the crib. It would be cold. And I'd get down in them cotton, stick my feet down in them cotton seeds, and take me a nap until time to get up and mute the cow. So then I'd mute the cow and go on back to the house, and she would have my breakfast ready, and we'd strain the milk, and then we, the rest of them, get up, and then we all get around the table and eat. That would be my second breakfast.
Okay, so that's very good. Your grandmother.
My grandmother. Oh,
you most admired.
Yeah,
you know.
She would take so much pains with me.
All right. Okay, yes, that's the key. Okay, all right. Which adult did you like most when you were a child? Like most, and why did you like the most? I guess that could be a part of the same question.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, from what you were saying, it would be your grandmother.
Yeah, and then I just loved my mother to death, too, because she would just take so much pain with me.
Yeah.
And in fact, I loved them all.
Okay. What were some of your happiest childhood moments? What were some of your happiest childhood moments?
Well, when our daddy would get us all together and we'd sing, get together and we'd sing, he would teach us songs to sing because he would carry us to church, you know, and we had to sing those songs.
Okay.
And that was my happy time.
Okay. When you were a child, how did you feel about being black? Could you see some difference between white children your age and how they were treated? How did you feel about being black?
Well, I never did feel any different.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I was just, there wasn't no difference in us.
No. Okay.
Just the color.
Yeah.
And that was all.
Right.
So I just felt okay.
When you were a child, how did you feel about white?
Well, most of the time, we would meet up together, and when we were children, we would play, and we'd be friendly to each other. And I never did meet none that, you know, that called itself different. We'd all would. If I'd have anything to play with, we'd share with one another.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd play together.
Okay. If you could have changed one thing about your life, what would it be? Just take your time. This is the final. If you could have changed one thing about your life, what would it be? I'm talking about at that time.
Yeah. Well, if I could have, I don't know what it would have been because they did give me the opportunity after I was learning faster than the others. They wanted me to go to college over there where my brother was. He was out then, but they're going to send me to college. But by some means, I know that they didn't have money enough to send me to college, and so I told them I didn't want to go.
Okay.
So I was well satisfied.
You were satisfied where you were at?
Yeah, I was satisfied where I was at.
Okay.